This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight on this live Sunday edition, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
So much in the news to talk about. It's hard to really figure out where to go first, but let's look at some of the big news, apparently, and that is that the U.S. government has ordered 16,000 troops, according to the Daily Star in the U.K., and 230 jets to prepare for war with North Korea. Vigilant Ace, a massive joint war games, kicks off today as the U.S. and South Korea rehearse for battle with Pyongyang, which is the capital of North Korea. Hundreds of aircraft and thousands of soldiers and airmen are taking part in the drill, which is one of the biggest ever of its kind. U.S. and South Korean forces will be rehearsing for a full-scale war with North Korea. Nuclear fears have reignited as Kim Jong-un, fired his latest missile last week, his biggest and most powerful yet, the Hwasong-15. And there are now fears that Kim could be readying the dreaded Juchbird, his most shocking weapons test to date. U.S. President Donald Trump will be looking to flex his muscles as he dispatches the most deadly fighter planes to ready for war in Vigilant Ace. At least 230 warplanes from both the U.S. and the South will take part, alongside 12,000 U.S. troops and airmen, and at least 4,000 expected to represent Seoul. The drill lasts from today until December 8th, with aircraft flying over 8 air bases in the Korean Peninsula. U.S. commanders have downplayed the drill, claiming it's regular and not a direct response to North Korea. However, there certainly is a lot of fear out there surrounding North Korea. I mean, the headlines at the Drudge Report, there's a whole segment here for North Korea. Kim blasts the warmonger, presumably Trump. McMaster, who's, the defense secretary or something like that. Potential for war increasing every day. And the Pentagon evaluating West Coast missile defense sites, attack siren blares in Hawaii for the first time since the Cold War. Is this going to happen, Johnny Ray?
God, I hope not.
Me too.
He seems to want to create an image for himself of a strong man by kicking sand on a little fat man on the other side of the world. And It's sad, and it's dangerous, and it could lead to war, thousands dead, just for image.
Right. They're both basically having a measuring contest between the two of them. Kim Jong-un, of course, the Kim family has, you know, for a long time rattled the saber of war towards the United States, and generally it doesn't really pan out into anything serious, but maybe he's met his ego match when it comes to Donald Trump. And of course, my favorite thing on the internet for Kim and Trump is the merge, the morph software where they put both Trump and Kim, their faces together, and they, or it's like Trump's face with Kim's hair, and it just looks so perfect. North Korea today, according to the Daily Mail in the UK, branded the U.S. and South Korea as warmongers on the eve of their largest ever joint military exercise, which could lead to a nuclear war. The comments come as White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster's warned of the increasing possibility of war with the nuclear-armed North. And again, they talk more about this. The North's ruling party, Rodong newspaper, slammed the upcoming drill and said, quote, "It is an open, all-out provocation against the DPRK, which may lead to a nuclear war any moment. The U.S. and South Korean puppet warmongers would be well advised to bear in mind that their DPRK-targeted military drill will be as foolish as an act precipitating their self-destruction," unquote.
The the man probably most dangerous to American citizens and their property is Trump himself.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's the guy who's gonna be at the head of the organization that takes most from you as an American, and he needs to muddy the waters, and he needs to have a reason to exist. He needs to make you afraid of somebody, and there's not really there aren't any great real threats to the U.S. out there, so he has to manufacture them. Yeah.
In fact, speaking of the alleged threats, the North says the Hwasong-15 missile they fired Wednesday can be tipped with a, quote, super large heavy warhead capable of striking the whole U.S. mainland. But analysts remain unconvinced that the North has mastered the advanced technology to allow the rocket to survive re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. The months-long nuclear standoff between Kim and Trump has fueled concerns of another conflict after the 1950 through 53 Korean War left much of the peninsula in ruin. Isn't the Korean War technically still going? Because, you know, they're just kind of on a stand down for the moment, basically, and it's sort of that moment has lasted more than 50 years. You know, that's why they still have the DMZ that's active, and they still act like they're at war with one another, just without any, you know, bombings and shootings.
Yeah, I forget. There's a word that escapes me right now, but it's something similar to armistice. There's just the war,
which they didn't
is
have.
Paused.
Yeah, exactly. But even some Trump advisors say U.S. military options are limited when Pyongyang could launch an artillery barrage on the South Korean capital, Seoul, only about 50 kilometers from the border and home to 10 million people.
So the North Koreans want peace.
Do they?
Yeah. The people, and what I meant to say was South Korea. They want to reunite with their northern brothers.
Sure.
And that's how this problem will be solved. It's not going to be solved with aircraft carriers. That's just going to make the problem worse.
No, I totally agree. Does Kim Jong-un want peace? I mean, what does he want exactly? Why have they not reunited after 5+6 decades now, basically? It's because, I presume, Kim Jong-un wants to stay in power. I mean, that's really what it's all about for people like that. He is not quite as much of a god figure as his father and grandfather were to the people there, from my understanding of, you know, having watched the documentaries I've watched about North Korea. It's really all you can do is, you know, take somebody's word for it. He's somewhat progressive compared to his predecessors. The people of North Korea are less likely to subscribe to the idea that he is at the level of his predecessors. And so he sort of has to live with that and rule accordingly, meaning that he's still powerful. He still rules the country over there. But maybe I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for is. Maybe the patina that was on his predecessors is not really as present with him,
mm-hmm.
of sort of godness, where the people of the country basically had worshipped his predecessors as gods among men, and he doesn't really have that.
Yeah, I think it also might be that the Americans don't want the Koreas to unify because the presence of North Korea, the rogue state, it gives them the excuse to have bases in Japan, mm-hmm. and South Korea, and it gives them more influence in the region to have an enemy.
If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Although, there's always some jerk running some country out there, some government, that the U.S. government could certainly target. If, for whatever reason, North Korea and South Korea were to reunite and things were to become peaceful and the war were to completely end there, I'm sure they would have no trouble finding some two-bit African dictator or Middle Eastern warlord or something like that that they could pick on or focus on. There's always going to be, you know, the government's pretty good at generating a boogeyman, even if they have to install the boogeyman themselves. They certainly would do that if they needed to. So, in other international news, Venezuela. We've talked a lot about Venezuela on this program and how bad things are over there economically with the Venezuelan Bolivar. Now, you get over 100,000 of them for $1. It has cracked the 100,000 mark, which is huge. That's a year ago, it was like a tenth of that.
Any dash.
We're going to get, well, that's the thing. Venezuela is now saying they're going to create their own digital currency.
Uh-huh.
855, 450, free like freedom, free talk live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutritious.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about some international headlines here. Venezuela planning on creating its own digital currency. We're big fans of cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, which is not the same as what Venezuela is going to be creating. We like all kinds of different cryptos, and one of the most exciting, of course, is Bitcoin. You go to Bitcoin.com to learn about Bitcoin. It is the world's most popular cryptocurrency, the first and most noteworthy of all the decentralized cryptocurrencies. You go to Bitcoin.com, you're going to learn a lot more about it there. If you're brand new to it, a lot of people are taking an interest in Bitcoin after it has crashed through the $10,000 per Bitcoin mark. In fact, over $11,000 today. It got close, was flirting with $12,000, was around $11,800 earlier today, and then fell off a cliff down to around $10,500. It's just a roller coaster of a ride. But
I'll tell you who else is getting interested in Bitcoin is the IRS.
Oh, yeah, where they went after Coinbase.
Right.
Which, yeah, is one of the Bitcoin brokerage firms out there.
Yep.
You go to Bitcoin.com, you're going to learn more about it. And I would say don't be afraid of the IRS. If you want to buy Bitcoin anonymously, you can do that. There are ways to accomplish that. You don't have to go through systems like Coinbase in order to acquire Bitcoin. You can just buy it from another human being, and then nobody has to know that the transaction has occurred.
Sure. Look for maybe a Bitcoin vending machine in your area.
That could work, though many Bitcoin vending machines do require some form of identification. The ones we have here in New Hampshire, most of them do not. But we're very unusual when it comes to Bitcoin vending machines around the United States. But regardless, there are ways to do it. LocalBitcoins.com is another pretty good one. Go to Bitcoin.com. That's where you can start to learn about this amazing world-changing technology. So we're talking about money, and Venezuela's Bolivar is in pretty bad shape. We have discussed over the years why things are the way they are in Venezuela, and they are not good. The government there has an exchange rate that they have set that ultimately screws everything up. I mean, besides the fact that they're a socialist government, and that's got all kinds of negative results, and, you know, when you hand out money to people, then you shouldn't be surprised when they vote for more money. Well, of course, you have to take that money from somewhere in the first place, which is usually from the productive class. And eventually, if you keep taking enough from the productive class, they're going to say, screw this, and they're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of Venezuela, not only have they taken money from the productive class, but they've also taken just straight up taken the businesses from those folks as well. And that has just resulted in all kinds of economic destruction. But right now in Venezuela, according to DolarToday.com, the Venezuelan Bolivar on the black marketplace is not worth very much. One U.S. dollar can get you over 103,000 so-called Bolivar Fuertes, the strong Bolivar. Now, you compare that to what it was like not even, let's see, was it back in August of this year? It looks like it was around 14,000 Bolivar Fuerte per U.S. dollar.
Wow.
So it has gone up, you know, pretty dramatically. The story here is that according to the AFP, Venezuela is creating its own digital currency to combat a financial blockade by the United States.
Hmm.
See, they've been blaming their problems, sort of like Kim Jong-un in North Korea has blamed a lot of the problems in North Korea, like the rolling blackouts in the middle of the night, for instance. They blame that on the United States government. And so sort of how, like, the U.S. government has North Korea to point to as a big, bad, you know, boogeyman.
Or the Mexican immigrants.
Right. The reverse is true. North Korea also points to the U.S. government as the world's boogeyman, which to some extent is true. The U.S. government does go around the world and invade countries all over the place and, you know, kill innocent people. So Kim Jong-un isn't exactly lying about that, but he is lying when he blames or his predecessors blame the United States for the rolling blackouts. That's communism that's causing rolling blackouts, the fact that the government provides the power. And, of course, we know that government is terrible at doing pretty much anything that it tries to do, regardless of whether it's a communist government or a government in this mixed economy or whatever as we have here.
It's all semantics. All governments are evil because they all come from the idea that they don't have to work to get money. They get their money because they're indispensable. They have to be there to keep things in order, even though the world actually works fine by itself.
Right.
And the U.S. government is the strongest, most well-funded, most powerful government in the world. So I contend that it's the greatest force for evil in the world.
Sure. Well, I mean, also, it's evil. Governments of all sorts are evil because they rely on violence to do everything. Everything that they, every government program, every government pension, every government benefit, all of it is backed up by the threat of violence. In that, if you don't pay what they demand that you pay, if you don't do what they demand that you do, or you do what they say that you shouldn't do, there will be men with guns who come calling, and they are more than willing to use those guns on you. But some of them are certainly worse than others, and Venezuela has definitely had a terrible monetary and fiscal policy, and it has caused serious damage to the health and the well-being of the people over there, who are now having a tough time finding food to eat. And, of course, there's not much work to be had either. But here's President Nicolas Maduro's great plan. This is how he's going to help the country out, because, again, he's blaming the United States for everything. His new digital currency is going to be called the Petro, and will be backed up, he says, by Venezuela's reserves of oil and gas, and its gold and diamond holdings, the president said in his weekly television program. Quote, "This is going to allow us to move toward new forms of international financing for the country's economic and social development." Now, I'm not sure exactly why that would be, because if you were a financier, if you were somebody who had a whole lot of money that you normally would be willing to loan, if you're a bank or another world government, and you would normally be willing to loan some of that money out to some other government, the last government in the world you'd ever want to loan it to would be Venezuela. Because even though they do have oil reserves, you know, they're currently in debt by billions and billions of U.S. dollars that they cannot pay. And one of the recent headlines about Venezuela is they missed their most recent debt payment, and then the 30-day grace period that came after the debt payment's due date also expired. So they've completely missed that payment. They've defaulted on their debt. That news surely has gotten around to other potential lenders, and I don't know if it being backed by oil reserves is going to be persuasive to a lender to actually loan money to Venezuela. The news comes as Venezuela faces acute financing problems. This story, by the way, from the AFP. After creditors and ratings agencies declared the government and state-run oil firm PDVSA to be in partial default for missing interest and principal payments on its bonds, Maduro, of course, blames those problems on sanctions imposed by the United States in August, barring American citizens and companies from buying any new Venezuelan government or PDVSA bonds. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. Mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Coming up, we're going to talk about The Function of Prophets, latest chapter in the book that we've been going through chapter by chapter, kind of doing a little on-air book club here, which is Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. We got that still to come. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. So color me skeptical about this plan of Venezuela's to create its own digital currency. They say they're going to be calling the Petro, as Nicolas Maduro, the president there, announced on Sunday. They claim it's going to be backed up by the reserves of oil and gas and gold and diamonds, and says that it's somehow going to allow them to get more international financing for their failing country that cannot pay its bills, despite sitting on a tremendous wealth of resources. They cannot pay their bills. They just made a default on some of their loans. And as the AFP points out, over the last year, the Venezuelan bolivar has plummeted 95.5% against the dollar on the black market. The inflation rate, according to Dollar Today, is currently over 2,000%. As we go to your calls and thoughts, whether you want to talk about Venezuela or whatever's on your mind, Matt is in New York watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I used to be an ANCAP, but I was going to ask you guys.
What's
I
an ANCAP? You mean anarcho-capitalist?
Yeah, Hitler actually did nothing wrong. So I actually left the ANCAP scene. So
why would you say something like that? Okay. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, couldn't defend that statement.
It was an unusual statement.
Yeah.
Venezuela has also been sued just in the past few days by the Koch brothers.
For what?
The Koch brothers sued them for $409 million.
In Venezuela's courts, or where?
They filed the lawsuit this week in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Two companies that belong to Koch Industries are suing Venezuela to collect $409 million awarded by an international arbitration panel. Both companies argue Venezuela has not paid any part of the award granted in October by the International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes after then-President Hugo Chavez expropriated Fertinitro in 2010.
So they nationalized the Koch brothers' company?
Yes.
Or whatever they had a stake in?
Yes. Koch Minerals Sarl indirectly owned 25% of the equity of Fertinitro, the owner of two fertilizer plants located in Jose, Venezuela. The lawsuit by the Koch brothers, well known for their strong advocacy for conservative issues, came only days after the Venezuelan government and the state oil company PDVSA defaulted on billions of dollars worth of bonds.
I guess I don't understand the point. I mean, what good is it going to do the Koch brothers? They already had an international court say Venezuela had to pay, right?
Yes.
So what good's it going to do to go into a U.S. district court and get the U.S. district court to say the same thing? Listen here, you Venezuelan government, you dirty bastards, you socialists, you need to pay up. They don't have any jurisdiction.
I don't know. Maybe they need to do something like that in order to write off their losses
locally.
For tax purposes.
That would make sense. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. TJ is in Chicago, Illinois. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, TJ?
This is the first time I've listened to the show, actually. It's very interesting. I just wanted to know if anyone's ever called and talked to you guys about like remote neuromonitoring or how people get their rights violated through like gang stalking and remote neuromonitoring.
What is remote neuromonitoring? What is that?
Remote neuromonitoring. A lot of targeted individuals get put on it or stuff, or gang stalking. It's a way they now that the police overstep their rights and they like watch citizens until they. I don't know. I didn't know you guys didn't know like about it or heard of it.
We kind of rely on our listeners to tell us about things. So what is it? But what is remote neuromonitoring? Do you have to hook up to some kind of a device?
Well, it's with the. It used to be. Now it's outsourced from like the NSA and things like that, and they use like private security firms to actually spy on the American citizens.
Like with psychics, is this like remote viewing?
No, yeah, like similar to remote viewing, yes.
Well, but isn't that like just psychics? A load of crap?
It's done by like nanobots, right? They're infecting people with like nanobots and causing, it gives them the ability to like send signals to people through like microwave hearing they use, or V2K, voice to skull.
Mm, okay. So what you're saying is the government would have to
I was a victim of it before.
Okay, let me see if I'm following what you're saying, though. You're saying that in order to do this remote neuromonitoring, the government would have to take custody of the individual they want to monitor so they could inject them with whatever technology, the nanobots or whatever you were talking about, the voice-to-skull, all that stuff.
I don't know how exactly they do it because I don't know how they do it to people.
They can probably put it in an aerosol spray, the nanobots,
yeah,
and just spray it in your face.
Now, what happened with you, TJ? You say they did this to you?
I was being harassed with voice to skull. Basically, it almost makes you. They try to make you look like you're crazy, like you're hearing voices and stuff. They tell you things you're doing, like what the clothes you're wearing, or exactly what you're doing. You can't put passwords on your phones because you put it in and they'll repeat it to you. And they try to make people think that they're either got a mental disorder or things like that. So
you heard somebody talking to you in your head?
Yes. They try to make you sound like you're crazy. And
what was the voice saying to you when you heard the voice? Where were you when you first heard it?
I was at my house, or I'd be in my car. They would repeat, or they'd say like signs I was passing when I was driving. And it's like, I start turning off all my devices like that, or somebody would call and they'd hang up or something on my phone, and they'd say like.
Now, how would they know what you were seeing? I mean, did they plant a camera in your
car? I thought
it
was spyware, but once you have the nanobots on you, since your brain and everything in your body is ran off electric pulses, your heartbeat, everything, your body puts out a very low frequency of electricity. But when you have nanobots in your system, they have the ability to, like right now, MIT is doing a study on people, like if they have nanobots on them, they can actually sit you in a room and they can use a computer, they can use like a EEG machine, and they can actually put on a screen what your eyes are seeing.
Really?
It's crazy, the technology they have now.
Really? Wow, I didn't realize that things were that far ahead.
To do it. Huh. Yeah, I know, and it's crazy because if you think about it, our government's always, you know, anywhere from 100 to 200 years ahead of what the society knows, or what the public knows in their technology. You know?
See, and it's really hard to buy that about the government, because the government seems really incompetent and stupid and slow. So I don't know if I really buy that. But I am curious to know more about your story, TJ, since you say that you were hearing voices in your head. I'm wondering what they were telling you to do. I mean, besides reading road signs off to you to prove that they knew where you were, what was the goal of this? Is it still going on? We'll bring TJ back here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Say
10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge. A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here on the radio. Bring up anything that you want to discuss. You can support the show by becoming Free Talk Live Amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we will invest into the show so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you, if it's worth $5 a month, then please, you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Get all the details. And then please get signed up with PayPal, with credit card, with Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. We appreciate it. So please head over to AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. So we go back to TJ in Chicago. TJ, you have said, I mean, this is a pretty shocking allegation. You have said you believe that the government has placed robots, nanobots, into your body that have somehow essentially made it so that you can hear voices in your head. Now, you had said that the first time this happened to you, you were driving somewhere?
Yes. Yeah, the first time when I first experienced, like,
And you said the voices were calling out road signs or something, things.
There were just naming things I've seen, and I was like, what the heck? And it kind of freaked me out at first, and, you know, and I started researching it, and I happened to watch something on once before on TV about...
Before you go on about your research, what was it that they were saying to you? I mean, was there anything more meaningful than them describing your surroundings?
It was more like a harassing thing, like being harassed. Like, even Channel 5 News did a thing on it, like cyberbullying and stuff for adults and things like that.
What were they saying? I mean, can you give us a specific example of what they said to you?
At first, it was like seeing street signs, things like that. Then I was getting
saying what
and things like that. At first, it was like naming street signs, things I've seen, like showing, like letting me know that somebody's watching me or stalking me. Mm-hmm. And then it was getting threats for a while. I had to move from my house. I moved to a different place into a high rise.
How often was this occurring to you? Was it a daily thing, multiple times per
day? It was daily, all the time. And the way they do it is because now with the like Google Smart Dust or Nanobots, they have the technology to do like a wireless EEG and do brain mapping and things like that.
What did you say? Google Smart Dust?
Google Smart Dust. It's like nanobots.
You guys got to YouTube this stuff.
Look up remote neuromonitoring. It all sounds funny. It really does. Like, when I first watch other people talking about it, I'm like, this person's out of their mind. And then when I started going through stuff like that, through the with Voice to Skull, and the way they do Voice to Skull originally was using, like, they can use, like, a magnetron, and they send microwave signals, mm-hmm. and they hook up an amplifier and stuff to a magnetron. And they send, instead of in sound waves, they'll send it through microwave signals. So if you have nanobots or you have, nanoparticles that have, or like metal flakes, like gold nanoparticles.
Why you, TJ? Why do you believe the government chose you to experiment on?
That's a good question. That's what I ask myself, too. I invested in a Q-wave, and that kind of blocks that
in
kind
what?
Of stuff from happening. A Q wave, it grounds you from EMF signals.
So you've got some sort of Faraday cage that you're wearing.
They have them. It grounds like EMF signals, electric radiation, things like that.
Uh huh. Okay, so when did this happen to you? When did the voices start?
This is since August.
August of this year. Okay.
There's a place in Chicago that's a spy store. They actually do like private detective work, and they do like body scans, and they go scan the house and everything.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. They check for, they use like thermal cameras and all that stuff.
And what did you find out? I mean, you have some sort of device that you believe is blocking
these
waves?
I know, anymore. I did a 21-day cleanse and then a 14-day fast because it turns over your cells in your system. So whatever was in my system is gone now.
How would a fast affect robots? I mean, look, what? I'm new to all
this stuff, so
I don't understand.
It sounds like something out of like a sci-fi movie, like, you know, it sounds funny when you tell someone that, they're like, okay, what's this guy on? He's crazy, you know, but
did the voices ever say anything to you besides just describing your surroundings? Did they insult you?
Yeah,
did they threaten you
and stuff like that? And then what they do is they use either they'll try and use like a familiar voice, or they use like you could tell it's somebody like at a studio or something targeted, like look up. Sometime on YouTube, you got to look up targeted individuals or look up remote neuromonitoring or gang stalking. They actually just did a thing on it on Channel 5 News not that long ago.
Gang stalking.
Yeah.
All right, TJ, I don't know. It's definitely an interesting claim. I don't know what, you know, level of validity there is to it. I'm not sure how you could get, again, I'm not a scientist.
Well,
I'm not sure how, if you have
too.
Robots in your body, little nanobots, that a cleanse or a fast is going to somehow remove them.
I did a heavy metal cleanse and a 21-day fast.
Is it possible that you were just hearing voices and that you don't actually have robots inside you?
No, I didn't. It sounds funny when you say it like that, robots. No, actually, when I did the Q-Wave, took care of it all. And then also, I have, if you get a ribbon microphone, I recorded some of the, previously, some of the Voice to Skull stuff, and I sent it into a studio, and you could hear the stuff that was being said through microwave hearing or B2K.
You recorded the voices in your head?
The new phones, smartphones have a magnetic charger in them. So you have the ability to use a...
This is just getting more and more ridiculous.
No. Look it up on YouTube. But I use a spike recorder, and I use a ribbon microphone, and you can record low-frequency waves. And then you can use Audacity, and you can clear up the sound, and you know, and can hear all the stuff that that's said. I actually sent in a complaint to the attorney general on everything. She sheets my attorney.
How'd that work out?
For everything. I'm still waiting. So
yeah.
It stopped.
All right.
So that,
well, that's good, TJ. I'm glad to hear that the voices have stopped, and I guess let us know if your lawsuit works out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. Interesting claims.
I just read an article about remote neuromonitoring on learningmind.com. It was fairly confusing, but it seems like they can. The article alleges that the NSA can send auditory signals directly to your brain, and they can collect visual signals from your brain.
If you have the robots inside you, like this guy claims?
No, this didn't have anything to do with nanobots.
No.
And they can, and they're trying to sort of do a like a pre-crime kind of a deal. They're trying to read your thoughts.
That's scary.
To,
how do they read your thoughts if they don't have something inside your brain?
The article kind of asked
kind
the
of
same
scanner?
Question and then posited a couple of answers that were not relevant and made no sense.
I do have a story about gang stalking, which is a new term for me. I feel like I might have heard it at some point in the past. This from Vice.com and their motherboard section. It starts with the question, am I going mad or... In gang stalking, everything seems connected, and inconsequential details acquire new purpose. That person who crossed your path earlier, that siren outside your window, that chair in the kitchen, is it where it was before? Has someone been in your house moving things around? Are there microchips under your skin? A vast online community has formed over the last decade around a belief in gang stalking, with targeted individuals sharing stories of mobs of stalkers, mind games, thought control, and extreme surveillance being used to destroy their lives. Sounds like our last caller. Most often kept to the febrile? F-E-B-R-I-L-E.
Yeah, febrile. I think it, you should look it up.
Febrile, febrile.
I'll tell you what, I'll look it up while you're...
I've got it right here. Having or showing the symptoms of a fever. That's what it means. Right. Anyway, back to the gang stalking story. On the febrile fringes of the conspiracy web, gang stalking appeared in mainstream news this week with reference to the Baton Rouge shooter Gavin Long, a former Marine who killed three police officers and injured three others before being shot dead. Media outlets pieced together Long's online presence as freedom strategist and mental game coach Cosmos Setapenra, the pseudonym he used to create a series of ebooks, YouTube videos, and a Twitter feed. Reports also connected Long to posts on a page titled Stop Organized Gang Stalking, where a user named Cosmos717 was presumed to be Long. Gang stalking victims describe complex systems financed by the U.S. government, employing civilian volunteers, and more. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in Hour 2. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.